Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gilbert Gottfried documentary where he steals soap from every hotel he's ever stayed at.
Oh, wonderful. I've stolen soap from hotels. I steal bathroom products, especially if I like them. I always steal
the shower cap.
Yeah, because you need it so bad. Oscar, guarantee you it came from a highly paid exec. No, it probably didn't. Smithers did it.
Why, Smithers will roast their balls. What a brilliant idea.
Thank you, sir. I really think if we prune the trees back, they'll have no shade to compensate them for the overwhelming heat.
Brilliant idea. As a matter of fact, tonight you can sleep in my bed.
Oh, dear.
Donnie is also a fan of an NFL team.
The Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Hey, you know what? Here's something you should know. Elvis Presley loved the Browns.
Do you know who Elvis Presley is?
Nope, not a clip.
Ouch.
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. That's in New York City. Andersonville in Chicago, Illinois. Chandler, Arizona. Round Rock, Texas. And Midland, Virginia. And Zabalios, British Columbia, ooh, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it is a major day in the O'Mara household. I have a 10-year-old son, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy
a 10-year-old son. Michael, Donnie, please come in.
1-0.
They wanted to wear their silly outfits. I have no idea what they're going to be wearing, but they'll be, let me move over here so they can slide in here. They're wearing some sort of silly outfits. They should be in here. They seem to be delaying their appearance.
Oh, it's the show business.
That is show
Michael,
business.
Michael, come here.
Real show business.
Show business. Show business.
I only told them 10 times I was going to put them
maybe
on the show.
Maybe they're in the Fortnite tournament.
I watched here them standing there.
All right,
come
there
to
go.
The garage.
One right over next to me. Right over close to me.
Oh, no.
There you go. Hi.
Hi.
How
happy birthday, godson.
Hi,
Donnie,
gentlemen.
A little closer to Michael. A little closer to Michael. All right, can you,
got
Donnie,
the
what is
Billy Madison?
What are you going? What are you going for, Donnie? Okay, Frank. There they are.
They look like they could be related.
Yes,
they really do.
Can you hear Oscar and Rob? You can't bring the headphones.
Happy birthday.
Closer.
You are lucky.
Well, he's wearing headphones of his own.
Okay, now
he's got his shirt over his head.
Now you can talk to them. Now you hear them.
Hi.
Hello.
What does 10 feel like?
Odd.
You feel odd? Why is it odd?
Because now I'm in the double digits.
Yeah.
So do you feel like a different guy than you did even just yesterday?
No.
Okay. So it's the same. How old is Donnie?
Donnie's 9.
Oh, you can bust him around now because
you're older than him. You're the boss.
Yeah.
Donnie, can you take the jacket off your head for a second so everybody can see? Hey, lean right in there. Say hi.
Hi.
And talk to the guys. You never get a chance.
Hi, Donnie.
Donnie, nice to see you.
Hi.
You guys ever think about starting a radio show and calling it Don and Mike?
Have you heard about the Don? Well, we used to work on
the Don and Dad show.
I feel like you pats me.
So sweet.
So let me ask you boys. Sorry. Here, funny dude.
You know, he would be well.
We'll do it the old fashioned
He's
way.
Well prepared for a morning zoo wearing a Hawaiian shirt backwards.
Yeah, this is like a press picture.
How has your birthday been so far? It's because of the headphones.
Good.
Is there somebody you'd like to say thank you to that listens to Daddy's show? Remember his name?
Dirk.
Why are you saying happy? Why are you saying hi to Dirk?
Because he sent me a bunch of football cards.
And what did you think of those football cards?
They were really nice ones.
Why were they nice?
I got a bunch of prisms. I got a Kurt Warner 1999 Super Bowl used.
Is that good, Donnie?
I don't know.
You're not a card collector?
Nope.
Okay, what's your thing? What are you into?
Girls?
Soap.
Oh.
The Bible.
Stop. I don't. What?
Sorry.
I like soap.
You like soap? You collect soap?
I want to.
You want to collect soap?
Do you have any soap in your collection now? Do you have any soap in your collection now, Donnie?
No.
You know what I'd start with? Irish Spring.
That's a really popular soap.
That's the white soap.
No, it's green and white.
Nice.
Yes.
When do you, Donnie, when do you turn 10?
I'm a Tide guy.
November 13th.
You don't
November
wash 13th. With Tide.
Is there anything else you're into besides soap?
Soccer.
Oh, you're into you play soccer, right?
Yeah.
Odd that he'd lead with soap.
Are you good at it?
Good at striker, not at goalie.
Well, striker's fine, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Messi going to Miami?
I like it.
You're gonna try to go see him at some point?
Yes.
Attaboy. And Donnie is also a fan of an NFL team. Do you like to? Are you too embarrassed to mention that, or do you want to say it?
The Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Hey, you know what? Here's something you should know. Elvis Presley loved the Browns. It was his favorite team.
Do you know who Elvis Presley is?
Nope, not a clue.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
All right, back to you, birthday boy.
That stings.
So what are the plans for your birthday today?
Water park.
Yes.
Water park?
Where did you want to go to lunch yesterday after I picked you up from camp?
I want to go to the Chick-fil-A.
Why did you want Chick-fil-A?
I like the chicken.
Why do you like chicken so much?
It has a succulent taste.
A succulent taste. So you like to eat the chicken, and what do you want to drink with your chicken sandwich?
It's a peach milkshake.
Peach milkshake? Is the peach milkshake delicious for you?
The peach milkshake is very delicious.
Donnie, do you want to do Russian accent too?
Nope.
Thank you very much. That will do it for you. So, and then Saturday, don't you have big plans too?
Yes.
What is going on for a 10th birthday on Saturday?
My going to game time.
Game time. You have friends coming?
Yes.
Would you like to name friends on show?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Donnie. Ryder. Taylor.
You do with Russian accent.
I can't do with
yes,
Russian
you can. You say Donnie. Ryder, Taylor,
Jake, Evan,
all your friends are coming. You told me you were upset because you thought all your friends were away on vacation.
Yes.
Well, you throw a game time, you throw a game time party, they show up.
Yeah, they come from the woodwork.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, have a happy birthday. I will see you later. Oh, where do we go tonight?
We go to Hibachi.
All right, get out of here, nuts.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's so great.
What a goose.
There they are.
Well, you know,
what a goose.
That was the way it Russian was there. We go to Hibachi. I have steak cooked on grill or something.
I think Donnie is going to be easy to shop for this Christmas. Look, yeah. It's ivory.
Is it so?
I like it, but Donnie's been that way on the show forever. Yeah. He'll come in and goes, yep, nope, soccer, striker.
I'm looking for the soap he collects.
Like, what would
Irish
it be?
Spring?
No, there's got to be something we are not cool enough to understand that he's
like
into.
That we're not tracking
yes.
with the concept
yes.
of what they're doing.
You know what he might look, like? Hotel
I gave
soaps.
Up that. I gave that up so long ago. You know, yeah. And Rob at least tries and says sus. I don't.
Mike,
I don't.
Do you find that
okay,
a little sus
I found
when
it.
I use that
I found
word?
It.
Okay.
It's what? Soap Studio Collectibles. And it looks like they're cartoon characters or like Marvel characters that are made out of soap.
Donnie, is it soap collectibles that you were talking about?
Vinyl, not soap. I'm an idiot.
So
they're
why
made
are
out
they
of
called,
vinyl.
Why are they called soap?
I mean,
they're not made of
this
soap.
This stuff looks
is that are
jagged.
You talking about soap figures?
Figurines.
What? Yes, he said
oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. These are cool.
Okay, so I can return the dial that I was having shipped
I really
to his
thought,
house.
Well, I mean, that. What do you think when you hear you collect soap, for
yeah,
God's
sake? Yeah, I was thinking,
you know?
Well, didn't you see that Gilbert Gottfried documentary where he steals soap from every hotel he's ever stayed at?
Oh, wonderful. I've stolen soap from hotels. I steal bathroom products, especially if I like them. I love
I always
that,
steal
you know?
The shower cap.
Yeah, because you need it. Because you need it so bad. We were not on the air yesterday. We were another nasty situation. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah.
Very sorry for you, Rob. And I'm
Thank
very
you.
Sorry for your family and especially your mom and your uncle's family as your uncle untimely passing yesterday. Just another.
Totally unexpected.
It's been, you know, I think you're going to want to take 2023 and flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, I'm looking for, I would like to have the days of COVID back. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was actually seemed like it was much more pleasant.
But I do want to say when we we postponed the show yesterday, and I thank you guys very much for that nod of respect to allow me to spend some time with my mom yesterday, which was very, very helpful. But Oscar put a vague Facebook explanation up, and
I didn't want to disrespect.
Oh, I understand, but what I'm saying is that so many people reached out and just sent their support, and don't think that goes unappreciated or unnoticed. I really, really do appreciate it. You guys are very kind to think of me, and we'll get through this. It's just very sad. So
you know, when I realized I had misstepped, because I just didn't, I didn't know how. I'm not very good at being vague, right? I was going to do a breaking news. Video.
I think the word I would use for you would be subtle.
So I was trying to be subtle.
I think you
said. So I was going to use a breaking news video, and I was like, well, that's distasteful. It's not like he flipped his car, someone died.
Yeah, it might have been misinterpreted.
And then I wrote the note, and I was like, well, this is enough to say, like, he had to go, right?
Right.
And he'll let us know on his own time. And everyone, to a man, started side texting me and side messaging me, like, who is it? And I said,
people are like that.
I love them. So I love them, but they were concerned. You know who they were concerned it was?
Who?
HBS.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. That's what I'll be honest. I thought that first because, you know, he's older, but
that man's driven by testosterone and the Eastern Shore.
And he's moved.
He's not going anywhere.
Spends a lot of his time down where. Florida.
I had such a great talk with my dad yesterday because when my folks were married, that brief period of time, he spent a lot of time with, by the way, it was my mom's little brother, my Uncle Dana.
Closer in age to you.
Yeah, grew up rather brotherly because we're only about 9 years apart.
What was his name, Rob?
Dana Stalkup.
Dana, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And one of the few male Danas, not many of them. Mm-hmm. And he, my dad... spent a lot of time with him when he was a part of the family. And so my dad has a lot of stories and a tremendous love for him and recognized that relationship. So it was funny. My dad called my mom. This doesn't happen very often. And they talked for about an hour last night, which I thought was very sweet.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice to have that. And you know what that does? Break down boundaries between people.
When you
lose somebody. So sad for the Stalkup family and the Spiewak family. It's been a tough time.
Yeah.
It's been a very, very difficult time for you this year.
And Shannon literally said to me once you our day wrapped, and she's like, what happened with Rob? Because we're in the middle of all these productions.
Yeah. It was not a great day for him to pass.
And she goes, oh my God. She goes, we have to start going to church.
Do you know what my thoughts were? And you're going to get mad at me, Oscar, for this.
What?
After all the dust settled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday it started and it bled into today. I realize we share Mac with Podville, that out of the goodness of Podville, Mac comes in here.
Yeah.
That effort takes one more day off from this show. We get something that's so cherry and so sweet, and then 10 minutes after he masters it,
he's gone from Podville too. He's gone.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I wish that I was a multi-billionaire where I could Elon Musk him.
Well, he would still have to go on vacation.
Not
if you made it sweet enough.
I remember my radio career. Yeah. All right. I remember 24
those days
years
are
old,
over.
24 years
yes.
old where I ran two radio stations. Yeah. Two radio stations. Vacation. Funeral. No, it didn't happen. But anyway.
Oscar
waltzes is in and we have the nice backdrop. So
it's an unhealthy existence.
I think it is. I think it's one of my great regrets.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best, I am now, the balance of good life and bad life has tilted. And even though, look, money is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm glad you brought up money because I've been thinking about the New York Giants and their star running back, Saquon Barkley, and they did not come to terms. And I'm reading an article today where they were offering maybe $19, $20 million mm-hmm. in guaranteed money. And then they ended up coming to if you put a 3-year deal together,
correct,
at roughly $10, $11 million a year. That's $30 million. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, something happened to the screen.
Oh, it's me. It's okay. LBD. Thank you.
And so it was really, really frustrating to realize, with all those tens of millions of dollars, they were $1 to $2 million, between $1 and $2 million.
Well, that's one of the factors, but the player actually, he stopped the deal because in the second week of football season this year, he wanted to spend a week at Rehoboth.
Rehoboth with his parents.
Are you?
That's funny because they don't, I mean, it's true when you hear about these guys.
Yes.
That, you know, Freddie Couples is a great example, talking about these young guys on that moved over to the Live Tour.
Yeah.
And they were talking about so he can be at his friends' weddings, mm-hmm. so he could be at birthday party. And Fred Couples gets on there and said, for all those people whose birthdays and birthday parties and weddings that I missed
yeah.
while I was making a living on the PGA Tour, I'm sorry. But he brings up a point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's look, when you're 20, when you're 30, I think that there's a, you know, there's a time. I hope you would agree with me.
Oh, I missed many of weddings.
I was nose to the grindstone. I don't regret that.
Yeah, there's, look.
In total, what I regret is the anxiety and the lack of stones to make a fist. Because ultimately, if you're good at your job and you're valued on any level by your company, you can make a little bit of a fist. But there are industries where you cannot do that.
Right.
There are.
Well,
I mean,
In fairness to you and us, the dynamics have changed.
With work at home and
everything
like that.
Well, not just that. Just a job in radio. And I'm not talking about just today. Let's talk about even 5 years ago.
Okay. 2018, Mike.
We ended up in Phoenix through an agent in Los Angeles, and Big Owen Dukes. And
it was Jeremy Piven, wasn't it?
No. His name was Bob Eatman. God rest his soul.
Right.
And he's...
Oh, that's right. He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Too.
He's... I remember, you know, Swinging D. He introduced me to Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
Louis
Dreyfus. Like, I would remember that name ever.
Hope you didn't say hi, Miss Louise.
No,
Dreyfus.
I just shook her hand and pretended like I was nobody, like I was at that time, because didn't know what to do. Right?
Yeah.
Because their kids played soccer together, and I was 23. It was wild to even. No, I'm sorry, 25. It was wild to even have that conversation in the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. First time ever being there. In the middle of being suspended from KZON because of a comedian that said something terrible on there. What a life.
Did you think that every time you went to Los Angeles, you would meet major stars like that?
No.
Since that was your first time?
No.
Look, there she is.
It was a different world.
Okay.
So for me, that's how you got a gig. You either had an agent or you send out 80 packs like we did for Big O and Dukes after we left the station in what is it, 105.7 WHFS in Baltimore. And it took 6-7 months. Now, you can just email a demo tape over.
Yeah.
And boom. I think it's even easier to get on the air now, Mike. And it's even...
I would have no idea.
Yeah,
because,
and I think the switching costs are lower.
When you think back to when you were running the two rate... What?
Probably easier, too, because you... you're making the same amount of money that a Walmart greeter would make. You
know? You're just not making those dollars.
It's
anymore.
Just not.
When you were running the two radio anymore. Stations, how big was your box of discarded air check cassettes?
I had a yeah. cardboard box behind my chair in my office down in Annapolis, Maryland at WYRE for WBEY-FM and WYRE-AM. I was the operations manager for both stations. And, you know, a kid. And that office, not 4 weeks earlier, had been occupied by, hey, Chuck Thurman.
Hey, been
and
here
then by
the
Chuck
whole
Dickman.
Time. Yeah.
And those guys left within a week of each other. And I walked into the general manager's office and I said, I know you might be in a pinch for God, but I can do this job. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
I can do this job. And I got hired. And then it got sold. Then I got sold again. It was just, but I should have known back then that management was not my bag, because I should have known how... dealing with any job you have in the public eye, but any job that involves entertainment, sports, media, anything like that, everybody that works for you and everybody that observes you thinks they can do a better job.
Of course.
And there are multiple fields like that. A golf course superintendent. You have a club with 400 people in it, and 400 people think they can do your job. And it goes on and on and
what
on.
What is your feeling to the sort of trope that most program directors, operation managers, are failed radio on-air guys?
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it's failed, but they make the pivot because they don't achieve the kind of notoriety. And it is an adversarial relationship, or it was in my day, between management and it's an adversarial relationship in many, many other media aspects. We're dealing with it right now. Great article, a great target. This guy, 72-year-old Bob Iger.
We had a full clip that would set this entire conversation up.
Right.
It'd be nice to play that.
What do you mean?
Would you like to hear Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. It's oversimplified, but that's fine.
All right,
yeah.
Here is Calvin Brodus Jr., Mike, talking about the strike.
But streaming got to get their shit together, because I don't understand how the fuck you get paid off of that shit. Like, I mean, can somebody explain to me how you can get a billion streams and not get $1 million? Like, that shit don't make sense to me. Like, I don't know who the fuck running the streaming industry, if you in here or not. But you need to give us some information on how the fuck to track this money down. Because 1 + 1 ain't adding up to 2. That shit don't add up. And I have to say it, because that's the main gripe with a lot of us artists, is that we do major numbers with streams and this shit, but it don't add up to the money. Like, what the fuck is the money? When I first came out, my records would sell based off of physical. If you sold 1 million copies, that means if $9 million, you get this percentage. That's what it is. So if I sell how many streams, how much money do I get? It's not being translated, and it's not working for the artist right now. And I just want to speak to that in the music industry. Like, that's fucked up. And we need to find a way to figure that out the same way the writers are figuring out. The writers are striking because streaming, they can't get paid. Because when it's on the platform, it's not like in the box office. In the box office, if it does all these numbers, you may get it up. Oh, it did this many, here's another check. But on streaming, you got 300,000 hours that somebody watched your movie. Where's the money? And I know I'm going off a script right now, but fuck it. This is business.
Yeah.
This is business. You know what I'm saying? This is a room full of business people, and somebody may hear this and be able to do something about it, so that way the next artist don't have to struggle or cry or try to figure out how to get to his money. Because some of these artists are streaming millions and millions and millions and millions of fucking streams, and they don't got no millions of dollars in their pocket. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
That's at the root, whether it's Disney, it's Google with YouTube, it's Sony Pictures, whoever it is. That's what should scare them, because just like the music industry was disrupted by Spotify and streaming, the content, what we watch on television, what we watch on in the movie theaters, all of that, and you mark my words, Mike, people are burning money left and right. The people that are not just Hollywood, but the executives holding salaries and people that are carrying them through, not the writers or the actors, but everything that sustains Hollywood. They're under a ton of pressure. It's just a matter of who's going to give first.
But who's not under a ton of pressure are, and this has been for decades, the vastly overcompensated.
Oh, they're not worried about it. Correct.
Executive.
They are not worried about it. Agreed.
And does that solve the problem? Not a chance that it solves the problem. But it gets back to CEOs of telecom corporations and CEOs of car companies and CEOs. And you can, and I've always believed this, this is a, I'm trying to think of the analogy here. It's not a shooting war that I'm looking at, but it's a bidding war. It's a bidding war for corporate talent that inflates their salaries. And it's fear-based, like so many negotiations are, and the fear-based talent just goes, they go up and up and up and up to compensate. And at a certain point, it becomes a pissing contest with corporations where these guys come in and there's just not a reason for that level of compensation. Will that solve it? If you cut Bob Iger's salary by half, are you going to solve it? Not, not, Not a chance. What, Disney? ABC Disney? No. And, you know, are you going to be able to solve the problem? No. But at the same time, it certainly is a detachment from this. And when you've got a guy that says that, he bases it, like all wealthy people that I've come across, that base it on, it's a fear-based thing.
Yeah.
They're coming to get mine. And I get it. It's the human, it's human nature. You say you're going to pay somebody $20 million when you could get by with five. You're going to take the $20 million. Most people are. That's the way it's going
to
happen.
It's a comp to the back to your Saquon Barkley conversation. The running back, the position of running back has, for the past 5 years, and this is not an original thought, we get to learn this from our friend at Dominic Fox, the Dominic Foxworth Show. He discussed this just recently on an episode, that the position of, like, Saquon was set for a huge payday 3 years ago.
Right.
But
And he didn't accept the terms.
Yeah, so.
And most recently, he didn't accept the
correct,
terms, too.
Because he actually thinks he should be making more. And then, but as an aggregate, the position of running back, because it's got such high wear and tear,
right?
They're getting paid less in the long run. So if you have a son in high school who's a running back, you may want to play a different position if you think he's going to go to the big show.
Because it's very, very frustrating because you get, when it comes down to that, there's so much disappointment to go around. There's disappointment with the general manager, I'm sure, that he wasn't able to do the deal. There's disappointment.
Correct.
Saquon's party wasn't able to do the deal. There's disappointment of the fan, huge disappointment in the fan base.
Yeah.
And he'll probably, I'm reading articles that he will play on the franchise tag with that, but that's another thing. And when you're talking about professional athletes, I even give them more of a free pass because they've got a very small opportunity to make that money.
Mm-hmm. It's limited.
But when we get back to, and I see your point about the problem lies in monetizing the streaming. And how it's monetized. And
the artist should get a higher compensation.
The artist gets a higher compensation.
They should.
But it's also, I think there are more important things. We certainly built a career on it. My whole life's been spent talking about it. There's more to the equation than hard, fast numbers. There's more of value for the product and value for, you know, say, for example, there's a great writer that produces a show that just doesn't track.
Okay.
There are 500 people out there that think it's the greatest thing in the world, but it just doesn't track. The hard number's out there, but that guy probably down the road is going to create something very, very special. You can't read. I'm reading Paul Dwyron, one of my all-time favorite authors up in Maine. He wrote two books that I tore through. This next one, it's kind of like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
But I think when you're talking about the creative minds, and I think what I'm looking at, Oscar, when I read about these SAG and AFTRA and Writers Guild people, they're not the Matt Damons. They're not the Christopher Nolans. They're the people that are the nuts and bolts actors that want to get a TV series third role.
Working
correct.
Actors.
Correct.
Working
you know what? They're your daughter.
They want a little, well, no, my daughter's not even in that league. And I got to be honest. I'll be brutally honest about that.
Yeah.
When she gets to be a paid SAG member, that'll be a different story.
Fair enough.
But she's also pivoted to doing another job right now where she's been very successful, and I'm very proud of her for that. But you have to have a balance. And a balance means just fairness. I don't think you can overcompensate. And I don't think you can undercompensate.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
And guys, you know, the discussion about Bob Iger was not meant to defend Bob Iger or wealthy people. It was meant to say that's the lowest, I guess, for us. I think we're just smarter than just to say, oh, look at this rich, evil demon of an executive. We're smarter to break down the Snoop Dogg tape to say, hey, if you really want to know what this is about, this is the first time in history that these writers and these directors can finally get together and make a fist and say, okay, AI's here, great. Streaming's here, great. We're not going to make the same mistake that the music industry made. And we have to make a stand now. And I'll give you further insight. And this is just me taking a deeper dive, and they're doing a great job, Mike, these A-list actors. that have a longer voice, that larger voice, that have a larger audience on social media, that they're going out and they're talking about and they're educating people like myself about why this is such a big deal. You're right. The majority of the members, thousands, like not 80, 70% of the members make, you know, less than $50,000 a year, probably less than $29,000 a year, depending on the numbers. But in the past, the way the business was structured is you'd get set up for a show. Michael Mara, I sign you for the Michael Mara show, 22 episodes. It's going to be a full season. We'll see you in the fall lineup. Congratulations. Now, Netflix signs you for 10.
Or eight. Yeah.
And then Netflix only pays you for the 3 months that that runs on Netflix. And then after those 3 months, you're not due a single other check from those streams.
Which are called residual.
Correct. Yeah.
Which when they were negotiated initially resulted in money that would pay for
one
groceries
series.
From
yeah.
actors.
Do you one know that series could set you
would,
up for
and
life.
It would work. It was not, and it's a lot of paperwork yeah. and it's a lot of record keeping. But
two weeks ago,
let me
I
just
got
finish
check.
My yeah. point, please. Yeah. yeah, you gotta check. What it is you have as long as that's out there being consumed, that is you doing a show.
Yes.
It is. And I agree with it. And now with streaming, you've got to reinvent it and figure out a way. What did they accomplish, Oscar, with that residual deal that was formulated a long time ago? Not
for,
a relatively
For the Netflix and stream and Apple TVs of the world?
No, I'm talking about back in the day when residual. What they accomplished, I was asking it rhetorically.
Okay, sorry.
What was accomplished was an equitable payday. Yeah. Didn't break the bank. Studios still made money if they had hits. Studios still made
yes.
money if they... What has to be accomplished is the idea of figuring it out where it's going to be fair, because I do believe also that you can overcompensate the talent portion of this equation, the writers, directors, actors, where it won't be able to be sustainable. You won't be able to do it. But the last MF-er in the world that should be opening his pie hole
yeah.
is a man that is
correct.
Part of the 1% that doesn't do yeah. any good.
That
it
conversation, it was so, and not scripted, but curated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was meant.
The interview. Yeah.
The interview on CNBC, which they replayed in the evening. That's why I caught it. Was meant to threaten, like to signal and say,
that they're digging their heels.
Yeah, they're digging their heels.
And he's a swinging D, as you know, by looking at the interview.
Yeah.
He has that way, as so many did. I have sat across from them. I've been told by some of them, what haven't I done for you? When you can't answer the question, you know, and when you want to look and say, you could do a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, in our mind, he was doing fine. We are happy.
Maybe I'm built in a different manner to think that as a collective. So that just, my baseline is this: the person with the most money, regardless of how you feel about life and how fair things should be, wins. That's my baseline of like, just who are you going to go against? Who are you going to fight against? Unless you're faster and you are you have a collection of people that as a aggregate in a group can become more powerful.
Well, there also is that fabulous legal system. You know, names pop into my head like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
The person with the most money doesn't always win. The person with the most money has to still abide by a set of rules. And the person with the most money ultimately, you know, gets a comeuppance if they are doing something that's completely beyond the pay.
Yeah, I'm not. Let's take the criminal path. I'm talking about more like business negotiations. Mm-hmm. Who can wait who out the longest?
Yeah, you've got an extra chip if you've got more
money.
Well,
I mean, you've got a lot of circumstances where that's the case. But at the same time, it's tougher when you're talking about AFTRA or the Writers Guild. Mm-hmm. When you got everybody, it's a much easier thing for these big suits when you're talking about Matt Damon.
One actor, yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. As a collective, they have the power.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is. You go to see Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Yeah. You don't go to see Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. You know, that's the way it is. And that's a lifetime of work, and that's why he gets the payday. So when you're talking about, so it's easier
for a guy like an Iger to come out and make that statement when he's talking about, in his mind,
correct,
the great unwashed.
Yeah. So, you know, so you look, so I believe that SAG-AFTRA has a wonderful chance to make their mark. And they have, and simply because of,
It'll be done as a collective.
Yeah.
There is a faucet for the corporate, you know, gurus, just like for the actors, that has been turned on of their the studios in a down entertainment economy for entertainment. Box office not doing so well.
Streaming numbers are doing pretty well.
Stream numbers are doing well, but box office not that well. They are now losing money every day for projects that now have been pushed back into 2024, 2025, 2026 in some cases.
If not abandoned altogether,
production costs are astronomical.
They're astronomical. You are carrying those costs.
And it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because
so,
that is something that has to be looked at as well. But what you've got with, and you know this, with the Hollywood machine, to produce this wonderful stuff, it's not just the actors and the writers. It's not just getting a great actor with a script. Yeah. You have to get the people that know how to shoot it.
Correct.
That know how to scout locations.
Correct.
And these people are not cheap because they are phenomenal.
Correct.
The best.
At what
Correct.
They do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the challenge. And that's why you're going to have people that are going to get what's fair, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And other people that are going to probably be like, you know, well, we're not what we used to be, but
this is
who
gonna,
knows?
This is going to be resolved, worst case, the middle of fall, because it's not going to, we're coming to earnings season. People are going to have to project their losses and announce them to the world, these executives, from what the strike is leading into.
Ain't it?
And that's going to be painful.
Well, historically, the industry has come to sort of stasis. Like, for example, go way back, Mike, how many 1960s sitcom stars have you interviewed that are bitter that they never got reruns from the, you know, residuals from the millions of times their reruns were on TV? That's because when that deal was in place, reruns weren't a thing.
Mm, right.
And reruns started happening, and they said, why are we getting paid? They missed the boat.
Got
if
it.
You
then,
happen to be lucky and get on a program that is consumed by people, that has longevity, that's it. That's what they want.
Of course.
They want that while they can do
That's why you eat S for so long, because that's the lottery ticket.
Yeah, you got to keep trying.
And you still did, even with the new agreement they used to have. So hopefully they'll get it.
Yeah.
And maybe someday, well, I'll ask you, Oscar, will I ever be paid what I'm worth?
You have been. in a prior incarnation by CBS Radio.
He wants to get back.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't guarantee that.
Oh, no, you can guarantee a no on that one. That's perfectly all right. I will take a break, and we'll be right back, everybody. Nutrafol. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? But it doesn't have to be you. Take control of your hair health. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, visible thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men and take their hair health wellness quiz. And Nutrafol, that's hard to say, unrewarding.
Nutrafol.
Hair health wellness quiz.
You did it.
Water.
That's why you're paid what you're worth.
Nutrafol will provide you with a personalized plan for better hair health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men. And enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS. And we
From
thank
the four
you,
corners
Nutrafol.
Of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Whoops. And that's
idiot. Ooh, sorry
wow,
about that.
That scared me. You frightened me.
I didn't mean to. Sorry about that.
I was frightened like that. Is this the one you wanted to play? This one right here?
Yeah, that's good. That's all you, baby.
Kevin Spacey got an assist from a famous friend In his sexual assault trial, Elton John.
Hmm.
The Rocket Man appeared remotely Monday from Monaco, essentially challenging the testimony of one of Spacey's accusers who claimed that he was groped by the actor while driving to Elton's annual White Tie and Tiara Ball. The accuser said the incident happened either in 2004 or 2005, but Elton testified Spacey was only at one party in 2001.
Oh.
Elton said Spacey spent the night at his home after the party. Elton's husband, David Furnish, also testified Spacey was only at the 2001 bash and said he had checked photographs of the events, which backed up his testimony. Spacey has pled not guilty to 12 sexual assault charges that could end in life in prison if convicted. So he's dealing with it, but we'll see what happens. It's still weird to see. He's been such a part of the landscape to think that, always that little Kevin getting
in
the
ruined,
way.
He ruined House of Cards for us.
Yeah.
He did a great, an absolute show that was peaking.
Yes.
And boo.
Ruined Sophia, Baby Driver. Baby Driver was a great movie. I can't watch it anymore.
Sofia Vergara and husband Joe Manganiello have separated after 7 years of marriage. Page Six can exclusively reveal the couple tells Page Six in a statement, "We have made the difficult decision to divorce. As two people that love and care for one another very much, we politely ask for respect for our privacy at this time as we navigate the new phase of our lives." Now, I read a deeper dive on this today that indicated that perhaps his sobriety and her lack of, and it was really weirdly written because it made it sound like she's a lush, which she probably isn't, but he's been sober since the early
2000s. Oh, that's a hit job. I read that. I read the...
Yeah, wasn't it a little hit job on her? She's out there again. It never came out and said it, but didn't it make you feel like she's getting sloshed all the time?
And also, like, the first reports of this breakup, the day of...
Yeah.
God, every man, Google fed this to every man's algorithm around that now she's available. Like, we have a chance.
And click here for her exclusive Twitter pics.
Right.
The allegations were that they're growing apart. Yeah, the sobriety had a lot to do with it. But Joe, this is a hit job on Joe, is that he was like a big kid. He was into sports. He was into collecting cards. And he was he had all these like big kid things that she was just like, "You're a grown man. What are we doing? I want to travel,
right?
You know, I want to go out. I want to do different things." And by the way, for what is she 51?
I think
I think 51, she's 51.
Right? 51. Yep. 50. Wonderful.
Just celebrated her 51st birthday.
Well, she looks just wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and really, when they speculate on stuff like that, that sounds like coming out of a publicist's office.
Joe, by the way, looks wonderful as well.
Yeah. You know what about him? He's he's a knockout.
He's got great abs.
He's gorgeous. We're not even a full month into summer, and much of the United States has already dealt with record-setting heat. I was in it yesterday.
Yes.
You know, it's so funny down here. You really become, if you spend a lot of time outside, which I do down in a climate like this, you realize what's valuable, and it's simple stuff, but it still matters. So when we're going to have one of those surface of the sun days, but we happened to get a layer of clouds and it was sort of sprinkling when I went down to play golf yesterday. You just welcome anything. Shade and any breeze, your fans.
My God, I forgot about this. Do you have this about Universal Studios in the news?
No.
Okay. Universal Studios sent their crew out to the street in front of Universal, in front of the main gate. Yeah,
the Universal Walk?
Yeah. They cut back all the trees so protesters don't have shade.
Isn't that nice?
That is so evil.
And not
that
only that.
So horrible, really?
Yeah, not only that, they've pruned them out of season, and horticulturists say this will probably kill the trees
that
were planted by the city.
See, that's evil empire.
That's
fine.
Okay. Yes.
But anyway,
Oscar, guarantee you it came from a highly paid exec. No, it probably didn't. It probably came from like a minion, an underling trying to kowtow to his boss.
He's always like, "You know what we could do?"
Yeah.
Look at him out there sitting in the shade. Yeah.
Smithers did it.
Smithers did it. And then someone was like,
"Yes, sir.
Do that."
"Why? Why, Smithers will roast their balls. What a brilliant idea."
Thank you, sir. "I really think if we prune the trees back, they'll have no shade to compensate them for the overwhelming heat."
"Brilliant idea, Smithers. You get to, as a matter of fact, tonight you can sleep in my bed."
Oh, dear.
So the hot weather, especially when combined with stifling humidity, isn't only uncomfortable, it can also be dangerous.
People without air conditioning can get a break from the heat in cooling centers located throughout the country. Here's how to find one.
Mike, have you been to yours?
Yeah.
No, go to a store.
See what? A movie.
Not everybody can afford the cooling centers.
I'm renting out my basement.
Those without air conditioning can escape the heat in places known as cooling centers, typically public buildings like libraries, community centers, or schools, where people... See, the mall was valuable.
Yes.
We blew up the mall, but it was valuable.
Mike, Arnold Schwarzenegger is hosting a cooling center in his Mr. Freeze outfit.
And a giant Hummer. Most cooling centers are operated by the state, county, or municipal governments. To find one near you, call 211. It's a simple number, 211, if you need that. If your air conditioning crapped out or if you don't even have one, go ahead and do that. And always know where your trash can is.
You
Is this the cooling center?
The arena where you took shelter through one of the hurricanes.
That's right.
That probably is a cooling center.
Your main arena.
Yes, has to be.
Hertz Arena now.
Hertz Arena.
Ooh. Yeah, especially if you lay down on the ice.
That's where I saw a big pickup truck going into a rally that said, back when Hillary Clinton was running for president, and the whole window of this pickup truck said, "Trump that bitch."
Oh.
Oh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's when I knew there was a new mindset in the country.
I would like to see a big pickup truck that says the Redeemer.
Yes.
The monster truck from the Righteous Gemstones.
Rob, if you want to see the Redeemer, you can, go with me to services on Sunday. Christ the Redeemer Church.
That's a wonderful church. Mega Thank church.
Some people struggle to battle neighborhood cockroaches, and for others it might be rats, mice, ticks, even stray cats.
I had a rat in my kitchen just yesterday.
You did? Really? They're still under your house?
Yeah, it was in a trap, luckily, and this is what's great, America.
Vermin.
It is vermin, Mike.
It's just a big city, so it's my wife still gets freaked out by it, but I'm like, oh, he almost made it out.
Oh, so he was gone.
I take a rubber glove, because I smelt him. I was like,
so nasty. So gross. They smell like ammonia. They're so gross.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I murder them regularly. 2 years ago, there was a hobby breeder living in the area of Fort Lauderdale. Of course there was.
Yes.
And when she moved, she left her rabbits in the street.
Well, that's nice.
Well, rabbits multiply, and the residents have been struggling to get the problem under control. A lot of rabbits have been captured and rescued, and a lot have been found dead along the streets. We got rabbits out the ass in my neighborhood.
I love rabbits.
And they're not like the domestic kind. They're just wild rabbits.
Yeah, like little bunny rabbits. Yeah.
Yeah. And I every day when I'm walking the dog and I see one, I look at him and I go, "Go ask Alice."
It's a white rabbit.
The numbers are steadily increasing in this neighborhood because they keep having babies. So
babies.
The locals say they're trying to raise $20,000 to $40,000 to have professionals come in and rescue them.
Oh.
You know what they should be singing, Mike? They
what?
Should be singing.
Some residents are so fed up with the property damage and the nuisance that they're willing to pay a fraction of the rescue money to have a trapping company come in and,
They really, that's a waste of money. Get those rabbits, gather them together, and take them to the cooling center.
Where they can multiply for you.
In comfort.
Dolly Parton turned 77 a few months back, but don't worry about her hanging it up anytime soon. She did an interview with a radio station in the UK the other day and said her plan is to never retire.
Nice.
Here's her quote.
Oh, no. This is Dolly Parton, country superstar. Ooh. Dolly Parton, who has a rock and roll album dropping in November, Oscar.
No, thank you.
Lots of guest stars. Hi, Dolly.
Charlie, sounds a little too.
What?
Charlie.
Hi there. I just
there you go.
That's something like yet.
Yet.
I just hopefully dropped in water.
I just hopefully dropped dead in the middle of the song on stage and found it. I just hopefully drop dead in the middle of a song on stage someday. Hopefully one I've written. That's how I hope to go. The only thing that slows me down is my health. It goes downhill or my honey gets sick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I want to make hay while the sun shines.
That's nice.
And I will always love you.
Dolly,
the pipes.
We need to stop the interview and get you to the cooling center.
Oh, my boobs are hot.
It's actually your underboob.
Two rabbits under there.
Yes.
You know, I finally figured out how to work it, and I still F it up. Anyway, she's not going to tour as regularly as she has. She is going to chill out on that. She wants to keep working on side projects like her makeup line.
Oh.
And she'd love to do more movies. She also wants to do a TV show about her life. And she's even got a name for it. It's called Life of Many Colors, based on the song
nice.
Coat of Many Colors.
They did a movie, like a Hallmark movie called Coat of Many Colors already. So
they did?
Know. But I don't think it was, I think it was just her childhood.
Because
she did a song called that, right?
Yeah. Well, she had a... I'm not doing it again.
Okay, sorry.
and now, sorry about this. A little something.
Of course.
A burrito thrown by a woman at a Florida restaurant missed its intended target, instead hitting a male victim in the
face.
That's according to police who arrested the food tosser. Investigators were called a Wednesday evening to Rick's Reef, a St. Pete Beach eatery, due to a female subject yelling at customers a week ago. The woman in question was Sarah Ann Cochera. She is a 46-year-old who lives with her boyfriend at his condo just down Gulf Boulevard from Rick's.
That sounds like a great neighborhood.
It probably is.
A
witness
guess,
told police that Cochera was in a verbal dispute with a man at one point, and she threw her burrito at him. But the airborne burrito did not strike the man who Cochera was arguing with. Instead, it hit another dude in the face. No word on any injuries.
Good.
They can be heavy.
Yes.
You know? That one of those Chipotle
A good
numbers.
Burrito.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Even like the burritos we got from the gas station.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you threw one of those before you put it in the microwave?
Look out.
She left the restaurant before cops arrived, but she remained nearby and was not cooperative with deputies. So I assume she was maybe standing outside on the street.
Sure.
She was charged with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor, and booked into county jail. In Florida, throwing a burrito at a person is referred to as a Mexican changeup.
Does it have any other names?
In Florida, throwing a birthday burrito.
What?
I have my kid's birthday on the brain. In Florida, throwing a burrito at a person is referred to as a refried fastball. In Florida, throwing a burrito at a person is referred to as Tuesday. Thank you very much. There we go.
Are you prepared to give us an over-under on whether or not she was wearing a tank top during the incident?
Oh, I bet she had a tattoo.
Probably.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
A faded, wrinkled tattoo.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
A long
everybody.
Tattoo.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of our show is brought to you by Liquid IV.
Yes.
Carla, I love both Liquid IV, the regular and the sugar-free, but I've really been into the sugar-free.
Yes, the peach.
With my Shakey's drink glass here.
Pizza
Hut. And someone took the great sugar-free Liquid IV to her salon.
The green grape, Mike.
The green grape.
Love it.
Which I loved and she loved. And now it's gone, and I did not have a chance before the show to replenish. I will go get that today. But I just wanted to say,
will you drop in unexpected? You should bring her something.
This is the other kind. It's the regular.
Yeah.
45 calorie.
That's about right.
45 calorie lemon lime. Hydration multiplier. I live on it down here now. I know we're in a heat wave. I don't want to make it like I'm exploiting this, but I will tell you the difference between drinking regular water for me when I'm out in a heat index of 105 and drinking Liquid IV is night and day. You get more for the water you drink.
Yes.
The flavored water you drink, in this case, Liquid IV. Now available in sugar-free, years in the making. The hydration multiplier, sugar-free, it uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution, no artificial sweeteners, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV doesn't want to mention any other sports drinks. I'm going to tell you that, but I have to say, if you stand this up against anything that you're going to put down your gullet,
yes,
it'll be there. I love the product.
Yes.
I really do. Keep your daily routine exciting. 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, which can be purchased down at Dermglow Skin.
No, in, she's not
South
selling
Fort
it.
No, and lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world. Liquid IV donating over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV, hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk, nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on our website when you use the promo code TMOS at Liquid IV. And what I meant to say is that our website has it for you.
Of course.
Go grab it. Go get it today. Go on. Get it. Now, do you have Manassas news that we didn't get to?
I
you
do,
were,
yeah.
We were going to talk about that, and I want to hear about
you
it.
You lived in Deviltown for a while.
I was living in a devil town. Carla found that.
Oh, there it is. In a devil town. Mm-hmm.
She looked so great in this. At some point, I'll be able to
send this to.
If I sent this to you, would you be able to put up Carla's Liquid IV? Her Deviltown.
Well, Mike, I think maybe even before you moved to Manassas, and certainly when you moved to Manassas, there was a mall called Manassas Mall. And it was
fantastic.
Well, you know, in the day, it was okay. I would say it was on par with some of the other suburban malls around here. Had your anchor stores. Mm-hmm. I would oftentimes have to run errands out there because there was a cigar store. And I would, you know, as a favor to the talent, drive out there and get cigars. And it was a fine mall.
Yes.
Well, there's been a big change. And I love the fact, Mike, I don't know if you can see this. The picture for this story is a picture of the Manassas Mall sign and the paint is peeling off of it. It's just no maintenance at all.
I get it.
They've got a big new client replacing one of the anchor stores, and I think you're going to be excited and probably a little regretful.
So they're still retailing, though.
There's still some stores there.
No, it's almost dead.
Yeah,
it's on life
it
support.
Is almost dead, but this might bring
like
it back.
Like many malls in the country.
Yeah.
And I think this will make you sad that you moved away, because they're opening Dill Dinkers. Do you care to guess what Dill Dinkers is? It's a franchise.
Is it a health store?
It is not.
Oh, there she is. There's the Deviltown t-shirt right there. Look at
that. That's a great picture.
Look who's in back of her, 10-year-old birthday boy.
That is a great picture.
Isn't that nice? Dill Dinkers.
Yes. It's being opened with a 10-year lease with the Spinoza Real Estate Group for the first Virginia location in Manassas Mall on Sudley Road. It's a 16,485 square foot space.
Dill Dinkers. All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
Shoot.
Retail?
No.
Service-oriented?
Entertainment-oriented.
Is it one of those like Dave and Buster's type places?
No, it's more focused.
Paintball?
More focused.
Nope. Think Think red hot. And also, Mike, I will tell you this.
Pickleball?
It is.
Pickleball?
It's indoor pickleball.
Good for them.
And Mike, if you want to know how far the ball has slid, it is going to be next door.
Really? F pickleball.
Mike, Dill Dinkers is going to be next door to the Autobahn Indoor Speedway in Manassas Mall.
Is that going to be like a simulator where you can drive it?
I think it's go-karts in the mall.
I'm into that.
that's great. First of all, I'm all for Dill Dinkers.
Yes.
You know, for activities for people to do.
Yes.
But pickleball.
Mike, it has.
It's like the hottest thing in the world, but I mean,
it has
so
bathrooms, private event space, a pro shop, a ball machine, and a state-of-the-art reservation system. How sick are you of going to the pickleball court and not being able to land a court?
Look, I live where it was born down here.
Dinkers.
It's so incredibly popular. Now, go-karts, we used to have a place up in Maine.
Did you Google that?
Love go-karts.
Yeah. The go-kart place?
Yeah, it's called Autobahn Indoor Speedway in Manassas Mall. I'm curious what it is.
Because if it's indoors, I don't think it's going to be
go-karts.
It's going to be a simulator. It's going to be a simulator.
Oh, I hope. But don't you hope it's
real? It's going to be a series of simulators.
Well, maybe it's multiple blocks, right? I'll pull it up in a second.
You know what I hope it is? I hope it's muscle cars inside the mall.
You can't do it, right?
Did you not see the Blues Brothers?
What if you were to take all the... No, there's still not room. Even if you clear out the walking area, you know, unless there's not going to be any more retail at all.
I would say there is a chance for go-karts in a big... Like, if you took the first floor of an average, like, Hecht Company or Garfinkel's or one of those anchor stores that are closed
now. You probably put a little go-kart.
You could put a go-kart track there.
There was a go-kart track in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
That was similar to what we were about to discuss. That was indoors. You just need the height, right?
Yeah.
And... They're pretty fast. They're actually faster than you would think.
AUTOBAHN.
I got it.
Good.
So they have a bunch of these. They have one in Jessup, Maryland already, Dallas, Virginia, just in Virginia right now.
Right.
And they are high-speed go-karts.
Inside the mall.
Yeah.
There it is.
Speeds
I'm
up to 50 miles per hour.
So they're going to blow all the retail space out. That's going to be a wide open.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I am so all into that.
My
that
Auntie Annie's tastes like soot.
That's really, so they're going to just strip all that tile out. They're going to make it concrete.
This is better than condos.
It's better than condos. It's better than some of the repurposing they're doing.
Yeah.
Like turning it into a DMV or something
it's
like
so
that.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And you know what?
See, you are sad.
I was questioning Manassas.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I worked.
How big will this be for that town?
I worked in the tech corridor for some time.
The tech corridor was funny. Behind the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you
it's
know
not
what?
Much of a corridor. It's more of an alcove.
Software engineers need to eat as well, Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's a parking lot. What it is with a building.
So, it's so sad. Mike is right. It's the parking lot.
It's,
so
look, Autobahn Indoor Speedway is a thing. They got one down in Jacksonville.
They
down
also
here.
Have axe throwing.
And now that's another big thing. Now that's something Carla poo-pooed. When we're walking out of the bowling alley the other night at a kid's birthday party,
right?
I said, we've got to try that. She said, do it on your own time.
That's I would axe said. Throw with you.
I've done the axe throwing.
I tell you what, when it's we come fun. Down, we're going to come down and see you in the dead of winter this year, right?
Yes. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Let's throw axes.
And I'm
axes.
Coming up to D.C. in the fall.
Yes, and up here we won't throw axes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a Florida thing.
There's this is the question. For Manassas, it's going to be huge because you've got the indoor pickleball and the karting, right?
Yeah.
There is a movement, Mike, for most of these malls to become homes. Like Forest Mall, you remember it well. It's close next to Raffles, too. And
he remembers my whole place.
It comes up every now and then.
Raffles right down the street.
Too. Yeah.
That would be the mall of record to Raffles, too.
If you play Smokey Robin.
Well, to be clear, Raffles was in a hotel, though.
Correct, but in Gaithersburg.
Right.
Lake Forest was right around the corner.
Yeah.
That entire mall, the shell of it, I mean, all stores are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Macy's is the last to leave because they had to, you know, essentially honor their lease. Done. They're going to bulldoze that entire thing and make more homes.
Yeah.
Which
is stupid because it would make a great cooling center.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we have
you.
To take a break.
Yes.
We'll take a break
I'll
and come
it.
Back with, get out.
We I'll see you at the cooling
in
center.
In Manassas.
Yes.
Look, as you know on this show, we occasionally spar. We sparred a little bit earlier today.
Yes.
We spar regularly. I will tell you that Rob Spiewak has discovered a new way to fight.
Yes.
We will discuss that when we return. Traveling is a hustle.
It is a hustle.
Whether you're heading out on a road trip or rushing through the airport, why not skip the usual stress of vacation travel and chill out with Dadgrass? All their products are TSA approved. They're groovy, daddy-o. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp. It relaxes your body. It mellows your mind. And their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC, but they are high in CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass also offers the finest tinctures and gummies on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S., plus it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. The show has flown by today.
It has
today.
Indeed. Yes. Well, you're excited about birthday fun.
Well, I mean, birthday fun, I'm going to be relieved in a second here from Gammy, and then I don't know what the...
Well, but you'll get tonight shrimp thrown in your mouth.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm a child when it comes to that, and I'm pure. Look, not even partial. I admit it. I embrace it now. I'm pure white trash. I am pure white trash.
I think you've embraced it in the past.
Well, they also do sake, too, where they squirt that into your mouth, too, so that might happen, too.
You lost me there.
Or you could be like my daughter Elizabeth when we were up in Maine. She went.
Well, she doesn't drink.
No, not at all.
Mike.
She's on Mara.
I had to ask around if anyone knew that this was a thing, and no one I asked knew that it was a thing. I'm curious if Oscar does, because it's so popular, they've had to ban it in Fairfax County parks. Have you heard of kite fighting?
Excuse me?
Kite fighting.
No.
You know, like you fly a kite in the air, right?
Yeah.
And there are people now that like get razor wire on their kites and they battle kites in the air.
Are we, what is happening to our society?
Everything is turning into, this is just like Food Network.
Yeah.
Everything is a competition.
Exactly.
Everything. The hyper competitive, you know what? I'll tell you why I'm glad my kid's playing football.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that is combat.
Yes.
That is the essence of combat, but it's preparing your body. I look at these 13, 14, 15, 16 year olds and these kids that are going into high school that are football players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're prepared. Their bodies are prepared. Those guys work. And you know what? With everything else being competitive, I don't know. I think it's human nature, but it still weeds me out a little bit.
The fight with your kites. It just seems like such a ridiculous waste of time.
Isn't it a peaceful activity?
I love flying a kite at the beach. It's fantastic.
It's beautiful on a windy day. There's nothing quite like it. But what? Knocking the other guy out of the sky, so it plunges to the ground, and certain stuff
on the wire so you can actually slice the kite and make it fall.
That's what they do?
Yeah, it comes from, it's very popular, Mike. Even though it's gaining traction in the United States, here are countries where kite fighting is very popular.
Okay.
Afghanistan, Bangladesh,
oh my God,
India, Indonesia, Nepal, Pakistan, Vietnam,
Pakistan,
Vietnam, Korea, Thailand, Chile, and Brazil.
And not to mention Bowie, Maryland.
Bowie, Maryland is huge.
Right. And Chico, California. Those are the only two locations where it's popular. Chico, California and Bowie, Maryland.
Well, aren't the champions normally, the championship is normally Bowie versus?
Bowie, always, every year, Bowie versus Chico. That's the way it goes. But they have it at a neutral site, Bakersfield, California.
Well, I think that's nice. But that sort of gives Chico the hometown advantage a little bit. Chico.
Okay. So Rob is right. They attach a piece of razor. And whoever, you make a mistake, your kite comes down.
Yeah, it's destruction.
Or if it's razor wire and it cuts the cord, it flies away.
That's right.
Yes.
That you can eat.
high stakes. High wow. stakes.
It is That's high great. Stakes.
High stakes.
I thought you were going to give us strategies on how to
No,
do
Mike,
battle.
this is different, but I was fascinated because I usually have at least an inkling of stuff that's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this... Is the live action role playing the LARPing dorkier than the kite fighting?
Exactly.
Live action role playing.
What do we have there? Because I'd rather see somebody with a fake sword.
My hobby is competition every day. That's what I do for fun.
You're playing an established sport.
Yeah. I know.
You're not going to a public park with some razor wire and a kite and saying, let's do this.
Mike was up all night soaking his bamboo to make a new kite.
I have a very, very specific golf club that is surrounded by razor wire.
Don't you? I know. I've seen your kite, Mike. Isn't it painted like the car at the end of Animal House?
By the way, in the old man bleeds category.
Yes.
I know you didn't want me to talk about old man things, but I'm digging at this fire ant bite that I got down here in Florida.
How did you get it?
I got it standing on a fire ant nest.
Oh, no.
And they crawl up your leg. Yeah. You don't feel them until 5 minutes later. And this thing last night, I'm digging. And I'm out there, and my wife says to me, what the hell did you do to your ankle? And I look down, and it's just like, I swear to God, it was like I'm a victim of a flesh-eating virus.
Those fire ant bites.
You need to get yourself some peroxide.
They're the worst.
They're absolutely the worst. They don't let you know right away. And so you can have like 10 of these heifers on your ankle, chewing away, stinging away, and then you find out 5 minutes later, and then by then it's too late. Then they blister up, they rupture the skin, and then, just like The Last of Us, you start growing fungus out of your head. And then a plant envelops you, and it's just your skeleton covered by like flowers.
Kept you alive by fungus.
Yeah, that's the only thing that was living on him.
Yes.
Mike, here's something I found fascinating.
Well, we're running out of time.
This is my last fun fact about kite fighting. Historically, for most Asian-type kite fighters, The thin cotton line is a hemp line coated with a mixture of finely crushed glass and rice glue. And that's how they cut the other line.
And then it just flies away or floats or it.
And that's the reason
the
they had to ban it in Fairfax County, because the kites and the line are crashing and tangling up the mowers.
Imagine playing your, I was thinking you go out there to throw the old pig skin with your pop and then you die for the ball and you come up all bloody.
Yeah, it's like Mad Max, right? Be better like if it was barehanded baseball and just every fifth baseball was the one that sends the fingers in
the heater.
Air. That's still the greatest
or the bleeder.
Remember that when he's like reaching for the boomerang? Anyway, why do I remember that? I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
But everybody get a brand new Gala fighting kite.
Got the flip side coming up, and one little brief one that I want to play again because I'm feeling nostalgic today.
Okay, very good.
I can't help myself. We'll take a break and come back with beautiful sounds for you, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Meara Show. We will be right back. It's so hot, I just saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog. It's time to focus on your face. And Derm Glow has everything in one place. Big sales on big things for both guys and gals. With Derm Glow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. You can enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations. And you can find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, an e-gift card from Derm Glow is always a winner. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today. The ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. She's the best esthetician. Reach out today and tell him that Emmy-nominated actor and son of Syrian immigrants Vic Tayback. He's dead, Rob.
I know.
He sent you.
Yes.
His portrayal of diner owner Mel Sharples is loved by many and revered by all. Plus, the ladies loved him. They all lean way back for the 60s.
What?
They all lean way back for the sexy Vic Tayback.
That's right. That's the motto.
All right. Do you play the thing?
Yeah,
you
I
play
do. Your I just thing. Wanted to let that rest for a second.
My God.
The flip side. His son's an attorney, Mike.
Vic Can Tayback's I commandeer your flip side
I
for
hand
just
it to
a
you.
Second? And this is just a throwback. I won't play all. Well, it's a minute. Let me let me play this from, let me see, when he was 21 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my son. This is. By the way, can you hear Three Bills breathing during this one, too? You know, when I'm playing with him, and that's like exertion for me. Yeah, I mean, he's a cute little baby, and you're hearing me go.
Well, you were engaging your core.
Yes, it was a little bit.
I needed core work. All right, Rob, go ahead.
All right. We've talked.
Could you hear Three Bills?
Oh, God,
we've talked in the past about the declining amount of decorum at concerts.
Yes.
Well, I think this is a new level. This was at a.
We didn't talk about Miranda Lambert. I wanted to talk.
We
about
We can talk
that
about that.
Show.
This is Bryan Adams, Canadian rocker Bryan Adams.
Met him.
How was he? I like his music.
Great guy.
I love
Super
his
nice
music.
Guy.
Yeah.
Met him backstage at in London, England.
He still can't be trusted, but I like his music very much.
Because he's Canadian.
Yes.
I get it.
He was in Salt Lake City, and this is a brand new one for me. Someone stormed the stage and began singing his song. I got my butted at the five and time. Played it to my finger. All the summer I'm. And then it's back to Bryan Adams.
So the band played a lot. Did they escort the guy off?
Oh, yeah. Security came out quick, but he ran up and grabbed the mic from Bryan Adams' stand.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not
what
okay.
What is really going on? That didn't happen. You can always say this, well, it just wasn't reported. No, that didn't happen,
never happened.
Back in the day.
Ballsy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dangerous. Huh.
But you know
dangerous,
what?
But
he was on
it's
key.
It's all about me, me, me.
Oh, I know. I know.
God, ate it.
Yeah. The problem was it was Gordon Lightfoot who did it.
He's dead.
I know, but he's the only other Canadian. Okay, Mike, it was Anne Murray who did it.
Okay, she's dead.
Is she?
I don't know.
Likely. Great voice. Idea. Great talent.
All right, thank you.
In right here in Washington, D.C., a veteran of World War II turned 104.
Aww.
And they asked him, they always ask him, how do you do it? What's your secret? He says he has help from his friends.
People always say, well, what do you attribute to? And I always say, well, I have two good friends. Oh, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. Yeah, those are my two good friends. They help me along.
God bless you, sir. Way to go.
And let's close with this one, Mike. Would you please call this man back? He just won't stop. Pick up the phone and please call Jim Nance.
Hey, Mike. Rob and Oscar, it's Jim Nance. Hey, I thought since you three guys are comedy geniuses, I wanted to run something by you. As you may know, this March, I will not be broadcasting college basketball, so I need something to do. So I thought about doing a little stand-up comedy, and I wanted your input on a few of my jokes. I'm more of a dad joke comic, so here it goes. I tried having a conversation with my wife when she was applying a mud pack. You should have seen the filthy look she gave me. This one is for Rob.
Oh.
My pet mouse Elvis died last night. He was caught in a trap. And one more for you guys. Why is the pediatrician always losing his temper? He had little patience. Love you guys. And hey, Rob and Oscar. It's pretty obvious that prick Mike isn't going to call me back. So if either one of you or the both of you would like to visit me at one of my fine homes, feel free to call me. Love the show and suck a dick. Bye for now.
Bye for now, Mike.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, because of the dad jokes, though, we're going to separate the next Jim Nance appearance by a month or so. Okay?
Yes, of course.
And don't ruin it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Don't over-season the sauce.
Listen, happy birthday, Michael. Our sympathies to the Stout Cup family.
Thank you very much,
well.
Mike.
And we will be back with another brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Toodaloo, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Do you like a porno?
That's what that is, man, I'm telling you.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen and be the ball.
Goodbye.